Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, we went down to Jacksonville on Monday and tried to learn a little bit more about what the heck is going on with the Jags. And today we'll learn about another opponent in the Titans division. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Mike Wells is on the line with us. He is the NFL Nation reporter for ESPN and ESPN.com, covering the Colts, and he is on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. I got a question for you guys. Why would you guys waste your time finding out what in the world is going on with that horrible franchise, the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Well, I will say this, Mike. It was quite enlightening. I can't say that word. All of a sudden, I just realized I can't say that. I'm stumbling with that. It was an eye-opener of how bad it really is down there. I mean, we know it's from afar. It looks like a hot mess, a dumpster fire, whatever you want to describe it. But Tony Smith came on and did not paint any picture in any better light. It is just a absolute mess down there, as you can imagine.
I mean, here's the thing. Think about this for a second. It was, 3 years ago or whatever, that the Jaguars were on the road, Gillette Stadium, up in the fourth quarter against the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game. You thought that was a sign of things to come. But the Jaguars decided to be the Jaguars, and they've just been a complete, utter mess since then.
Do you know they had 6 Pro Bowlers on that team, and that was in 2017, and none of them exist on that roster today?
Listen, I had more hair. I had more hair back in 2017, and none of it exists on top of my head right now either. All right?
Oh, so this has been an interesting interesting training camp for all, just because of what we've been going through in 2020. But enter Philip Rivers. How has that been to this point?
I mean, it's been fine. I mean, the Colts had to do something. I mean, you know, Jacoby Brissett was given the keys to the Mercedes-Benz last year when Andrew Luck surprised everybody with his retirement. Given that opportunity for a chance to be the next franchise quarterback, and he has not been able to he was not able to do it. I mean, he faltered down at the end of the season, started off strong 5-2, but struggled. And that was their area of concern going into the offseason. I mean, they had the offensive line, they got the running game, the defense continues to get better, but the quarterback spot, you guys found out with Marcus Mariota, if you can't get consistency at the quarterback spot, you have to make a change. And now you bring in Philip Rivers, yes, 38 years old. The question with him is, can he be Philip Rivers of 2018, not Philip Rivers of 2019 when he had 23 turnovers, including 20 interceptions? That's going to be the biggest question mark that he has. But he's going to have the best O-line he's ever played with in his career, led by a big, nasty Quentin Nelson.
Did he move his entire family on a bus, because I think that's what it would take to move his entire family to Indianapolis on a bus? Did he bring everybody?
They are rolling deep up here in Indianapolis in the Rivers household. I mean, I remember during a Zoom call, during the virtual OTA period, I said, how the hell do you entertain, you know, 9 kids and a wife and yourself during quarantine? What do you do that? And he goes, we are very creative in the Rivers household.
I bet they are.
Hey, we'll see. We'll see if there's going to be a number 10 coming in at some point.
Oh, my goodness. So help us understand why the franchise, why did Chris Ballard and the Colts decide to draft Jonathan Taylor? What was the thinking behind that?
Listen, Frank Reich, wherever he's been, he's always had multiple running backs. It's not just been a one horse. So this is not – Marlon Mack is no Derrick Henry, and Marlon Mack is a very talented running back. Rushed for 1,000 yards last season. With that said, though, I think no offense to what the Titans did in getting Derrick Henry all that money, but running backs are kind of a dime a dozen. I mean, that's a position where you really got to wonder if you want to lock a guy in long term. And Mack did not he did not get a contract extension, so he's heading into the final year of his rookie contract. And now you bring in Jonathan Taylor. If Mack leaves, you have a guy ready to step into that role. I mean, Taylor had back-to-back 2,000-yard rushing seasons at Wisconsin. So now they're going to go in, and Frank Reich, the head coach, has said Marlon Mack is the starter, but he looks at Mack and Taylor as one-and-one when it comes to that running back position for folks.
Okay, so that's kind of where I was going with this because, you know, we tend, Mike, to maybe, you know, have a fantasy football angle. We've got a lot of drafts coming up, and how do you determine who's...
You. See, I'm a step ahead of you. I mean, I'm Kevin Durant blowing by you off the dribble on this one already because I got a story on ESPN coming out this week about if you're a fantasy owner, do you really want to draft Marlon Mack or Jonathan Taylor on your team because they're both going to get a lot of carries. If I'm playing fantasy football, which I've never done, I want the guy who's going to get a lot of carries. I don't want a guy who's splitting in the backfield. So you might want to think about that. I think you want to try to draft one of the two because they're basically going to be sharing the load. They're both going to get plenty of touches. And it's great for the Colts because they're not going to wear them out, and they had that option. But, man, if I lose in fantasy football this week because Marlon Mack didn't get that touchdown because Frank Reich put Jonathan Taylor in, I'm going to be PO'd.
So you think if you draft one, this is fantasy tip here from Mike Wells, you better handcuff yourself and get the other one? You better have both of them?
Yes. Listen, we all know two is always better than one. So if you can get both. Don't try to sit here and say, I'm going to get one because I think this one's going to be better because it's going to be a toss-up. And Reich has been very adamant in saying we're going with the hot hand, especially in the fourth quarter. So some games it'll be Mack, other games it'll be Jonathan Taylor as the go-to guy out of the backfield.
Willie?
Talking to Mike Wells, and Mike,
we thought we lost you, Willie.
I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was suspense. Slow this better be a really good question.
I was scribbling down notes about, you know, Darren accused me of not preparing for our fantasy draft on Sunday, so I was writing some stuff down.
Willie was getting ready.
I mean, you know what he was doing, Mike? He was searching for your article, but he didn't hear that you said it's coming out later this week. He was looking for the article.
I was scrolling and everything. Well, Mike, I do want to ask you about Frank Reich because I think from afar we've been nothing but impressed with him. And I'm really curious to know exactly how he handles a veteran like Philip Rivers and what he tries to bring out in him at this point in his career. Because Frank Reich has been through a lot. He's been a lot of different places. He's gotten a lot of high marks. But this is a very unique situation where you inherit a guy that's been doing it for one team for a very, very long time.
Well, the way Frank Reich says he's going to treat Philip Rivers is going to have a little more wiggle room because he said it, like we said, he said it in year 7. But with that said, and Philip Rivers is not going to be just flinging the ball around the football field. They're going to do it. Reich is the play caller in the offense, and Reich is saying, we're going to run the football, which if I'm Philip Rivers, I'm like, yes, please. I don't want to have to throw 45 or 50 times a game. Let's go ahead and force this to attack the box, which is going to open up the play action game for Philip Rivers. Rivers said, hey, I gotta be smarter with the ball. I can't make as many stupid throws, meaning trying to force throws into the windows, but he's also going to continue to be aggressive too at the same time. So it's going to be interesting on how this all plays out.
Mike, one of the things that we've talked about a lot is it does look like the Colts, even though they got hit with the curveball last year around this time that Andrew Luck was going to retire, the rest of the roster has made a lot of strides as a whole over the last couple of seasons. Where do you think they are roster-wise right now?
You know what? Man, I'm a Titan fan. Don't get mad at me. I say this because I love coming down and eating barbecue, and I enjoy your city and everything. But I put the Colts as the favorite to win the AFC South based off overall roster because, like I said, they had the best offensive line in the NFL, in my opinion. They have two solid running backs. You got to see if anybody other than T.Y. Hilton can step up a wide receiver. And you look at this defense led by Darius Leonard, and they bring in DeForest Buckner, who's had 19 and a half sacks. They had the pieces sitting on the step. I think all three of us can agree. It's Kansas City, Baltimore, and the rest of the AFC, in my opinion, when you look at the breakdown of things. And I love Mike Vrabel as a head coach. I love his blue-collar mentality, punch you in the mouth. I don't care who you are, we're going to get after you. I love how he coaches the game. But now how is Ryan Tannehill going to handle success? Can Derrick Henry continue to take the load out of the backfield for the Titans? You know, defensively, I think, you know, the defense has the makeup of Vrabel's the same way he played. So, yeah, I look at the AFC South definitely as, you know, Colts and Titans as the top two teams in the division. You know, I still wonder what the hell Bill O'Brien is doing as general manager of the Houston Texans. I like him as the head coach if they find a way to win. But as a GM, he just leaves me scratching my bald dome. And we've already talked about the only highlight in Jacksonville is what color will the pool water turn by the third quarter down there at that stadium.
We're talking to Mike Wells of ESPN. He covers the Colts for them. Teron Davenport, TD, told me to tell you what's up, by the way.
Man, TD has never been a host to me. I have a rule. You come to Indianapolis, we're gonna get a good meal. We're going to have a good time and enjoy life. I'm still waiting on Teron to treat me to a nice meal down there in Nashville. But I love Teron. I love how he wears the bow ties and everything, man. And he's a bald-headed brother like me.
Hey, I'll make sure to pass that along. We'll hold him to that, showing you around. You brought up T.Y. Hilton, obviously a well-respected receiver in the league and the best one for the Colts. But this Titans-Colts rivalry has been a thing for a while. But how about the budding rivalry between T.Y. Hilton and Adoree Jackson? We've seen those two match up a few times, and it's been fun to watch.
Oh, listen. T.Y. Hilton loves going against premier cornerbacks. I mean, I used to love watching T.Y. and Jalen when Jalen was with the Jaguars. He loves doing that because when you're the best receiver, you're going to face it. And we know how talented Adoree Jackson is. So I like it. And, again, you know, the way the Titans play defense is something that you want to enjoy watching. If you don't enjoy watching the way the Tennessee Titans are on defense, I don't know what the heck is wrong with you if you don't like that the way Mike Vrabel has his boys playing.
And then the tight end position, we know that Eric Ebron, he's gone now. Jack Doyle has been solid. But
Titan killer, Jack Doyle.
Trey Burton comes in. What do you think about that position group as well?
Well, I look at the tight end position is a concern of mine. They lack depth. I mean, Trey Burton, who came in, he's already injured. Who knows how long he is going to be out of the lineup because of his injury. He only played in half of the games with the Chicago Bears last season. So that's definitely a concern that the Colts have, what they're going to get out of that spot. So depth is going to be an issue at tight end, in my opinion.
And finally, last one for me. You started this off by talking about Rivers and Brissett. Jacob Eason was a draft pick for them. We saw him, you know, at times in the obviously early in his career in the SEC. But what do you think the future is for him? Is he a backup, or is he somebody they've identified that they can develop as they go?
Well, Jacob Eason is the only quarterback under contract for beyond this season for the Indianapolis Colts. So he'll sit back, learn from Rivers, learn from Brissett, and then they'll see where he's at as far as from a developmental standpoint if he's going to be ready to roll. So nobody knows, and he's a fourth-round draft pick. So it's not like this was a top 10 pick.
Right. And by the way, there was a time when we thought, you know, Jacob Eason would be, but his stock just kept falling throughout his college career. All right, end it with this. Who is a name that right now everybody has a name at camp that's been intriguing, kind of been the talk of camp. Who's been to this point the talk of the Colts training camp?
Man, you know what? It's been a little of everybody. At some point, it's been a little, you know, it's like you got a mixing bowl. You're throwing flavors in and mixing stuff up. So everybody has had an opportunity at that. But keep an eye on Michael Pittman, both first draft pick in the second round. Wide receiver from USC, had over 100 receptions last year, 11 touchdowns, I think 1,100 yards receiving. So he's going to be an intriguing product prospect to pay attention to. But I'll tell you this, I can't wait for Colts and Titans to play each other. But the reality is, don't be shocked if it's a low-scoring game. And it's going to be fun seeing these teams, which one of these teams can get control of the AFC South.
Well, just be careful with Teron Davenport. He's now doing a show with Nate Washington on our airwaves, and so he may big time you. So he may say bigger name on line one.
Hey, I know how to find people now. So Teron, I know how to find you, brother man. I'm happy for TD, fellas. And here's the thing: I like that you guys have fun on radio, man. You guys let me be myself because some radio guys don't like to have fun and keep it loose. But the reality is, we're on radio. It's supposed to be fun while also giving some knowledge.
We've never been accused of starching our underwear, Mike. Thanks for the visit.
All right, be good, fellas.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Mike Wells, he is the Colts reporter for ESPN, the NFL Nation reporter for ESPN and ESPN.com. We will come back and put a bow on the second hour of Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.